The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Welcome, race fans. Here is local racing authority Sam Chapman with this week's race day edition of Sound of Speed.
Welcome, race fans, and this is The Sound of Speed on Beach Booster Radio, and I'm your host, Sam, here to kick off the 2016 NASCAR Sprint Cup season and get you set up for the Great American Race, the 58th annual Daytona 500. Every year, the NASCAR Sprint Cup season is kicked off with the biggest event of the season, the Daytona 500. Daytona is the home of NASCAR. With Bill France Sr. forming NASCAR at the Streamline Hotel's rooftop bar, that meeting concluded on February 21st, 1948, and 11 years later, the racing would move from the sandy shores of Daytona Beach to the high-banked 2.5-mile Daytona International Speedway, thanks to NASCAR founder Bill France. Cars hit the track for competition for the very first time on February 22nd, 1959. A crowd of 42,000 gathered to watch the first running of the Daytona 500, and it was a thriller. Lee Petty edged out Johnny Beauchamp in a photo finish that took 3 days to declare the winner. Since then, the Daytona International Speedway has become a staple in the motorsports world, with NASCAR Sprint Cup, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck events, along with Monster Energy Supercross, Superbikes, and sports car racing throughout the year. This makes Daytona a special place to get a win. And the Daytona 500 is the most prestigious event on the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series calendar. Teams started preparing these cars when they left here last February. Every driver in today's field wants to get their hands on the Harley J. Earl Trophy at the end of the day. Pole day was run last Sunday, and rookie Chase Elliott put the 24 on pole for the Great American Race. He was going to line up alongside Matt Kenseth, but in Thursday evening's Can-Am Duels in Daytona, Kenseth was involved in a wreck that would also send Jimmy Johnson, Martin Truex Jr., and A.J. Allmendinger to the back of the pack after damage forced them to back up cars. Kyle Busch would get the win in the Can-Am Duel Race number 2. Let's hear what the reigning series champ has to say about racing at Daytona in his car for the weekend.
You know, I didn't win this race to qualify myself for the fourth starting position, but with our teammate having trouble there at the end of the race, they'll have to go to a backup car, it looks. So we'll get our chance to start on the front row. So that's pretty cool. You know, definitely a unique opportunity for us and our team. Joe Gibbs Racing has definitely come down here with more speed this time around in single car stuff, but also in the Can-Am Duels tonight, we also showed we had good speed. Denny had a fast car. Myself and Matt and Carl, we ran up in the top three much of the race, and then pit stops kind of changed the order around a little bit. And there at the end again, you know, with guys going for positions and trying to race a little bit and get themselves a better starting spot, it got a little bit hectic, I'd say. So for us, all good. Ready for Sunday.
The best part about today's race is that we're plate racing. Any one of these drivers can have a shot at the victory today as long as they keep their cars clean, keep out of the big one, and be in the right place when the white flag flies on the last lap. We also have one of the strongest Rookie of the Year campaigns in years, with Chase Elliott taking Jeff Gordon's place in the 24, Ryan Blaney going full-time in the Wood Brothers 21 Ford, the 2015 Xfinity Series champ Chris Buescher will be in the 34 Front Row Motorsports Ford, and Brian Scott takes the wheel of the number 44 Richard Petty Motorsports Ford for 2015. These rookies have already started to make some noise in the Sprint Cup Series, as Chase Elliott earned the pole last Sunday and will be leading the field down to the drop of the green flag for today's race. Like I mentioned earlier, we're plate racing, so just about any car in the field has a shot at the win this afternoon. But if you're looking for a few drivers to watch, there is a few guys that you should always watch when we go plate racing, and a certain Joe Gibbs Racing car that has shown a lot of speed already throughout Speed Weeks. Whenever NASCAR goes plate racing and an Earnhardt is in the field, the rest of the field is in some trouble. Between Dale Earnhardt Sr. and Dale Earnhardt Jr., there are over 50 victories at Daytona. Jr. also won dual race number 1 Thursday evening on the anniversary of his father's death. Jr. has 2 Daytona 500 victories and another 14 victories at NASCAR's 2 restrictor plate tracks. It's believed that the Earnhardts can see the air traveling around the cars the way they manipulate the draft. That 88 Nationwide Chevrolet has a solid shot at winning today's Daytona 500. The next car you should keep your eye on is the Jimmy John's number 4 Chevrolet, piloted by Kevin Harvick. Harvick is known as the closer for his exciting late race moves to get the win, and that's exactly what's needed to get the win in Daytona. Harvick got his first and only Daytona 500 win, passing Mark Martin coming out of turn 4, coming to the checkered flag, winning by only inches. That was one of his 2 Daytona wins, with another coming in the Coca-Cola 400. If that 4 car is close to the front of the field in the closing laps, there's a good chance he will be in victory lane when the checkered flag falls. The third driver I've decided to watch today is Denny Hamlin in the Joe Gibbs Racing FedEx number 11 Toyota. Hamlin won the Sprint Unlimited last Saturday night, and had the field locked down in the first Can-Am duel until Dale Earnhardt Jr. faked him out and got past the 11 for the win. Whether it was the Unlimited or the duels, Hamlin's got a fast ride this week. Hamlin has 6 play track wins, so he knows how to get it done on these big 2.5 mile ovals. Keep an eye on that 11 FedEx Toyota throughout the day. I mentioned his victory earlier this week and his amazing ability to work the draft. Let's hear what Dale Earnhardt Jr. had to say about his car after getting the win in the Can-Am duel Thursday night.
They had a great car. I know that that's evident, but this car is something special. I was so nervous today about tearing the car up because I know how good it is versus what we have. What we have is a capable car and a trailer, but man, this thing's special, so I'm real excited. Hopefully we can get through these next few practices and be able to put the car on the grid on Sunday, and whatever happens after that happens, I don't really care. But I was so nervous because you just definitely you got to go out there. It's such a tough balance because you got to go out there and try to win, but you can't tear up the car, but get a race. You got to race. Like, tearing up the car don't matter. So it's really just crossing your fingers and hoping you get there to the finish with a car in one piece, but we did, so I was real happy with that.
Don't forget to catch the Daytona 500 Weekend Recap this Wednesday at 5 and 7, and soon to be on demand on Beach Booster Radio's new podcast page, so be sure to head on over to beachboosterradio.com and check that out. Lots of changes happen during the off-season, so don't miss next week's show. While you're waiting for the next edition of The Sound of Speed, you can head on over to Twitter and Facebook and search The Sound of Speed, and keep in touch and up to speed with all the racing news throughout the week. Before I go, I'd like to thank Joe Bickerstaff and everyone down at Beach Booster Radio for making another season possible. Make sure you head on over to beachboosterradio.com to listen to some great music, check out the podcast page for past episodes of The Sound of Speed and other great local programming, and don't forget to check out the blog where you can find the digital version of the Beach Booster publication. If you haven't already, I highly recommend downloading the Beach Booster Radio app for Android and iOS devices so you can take Beach Booster Radio and all its great programming everywhere you go. We've got some great things in store for 2016. It's sure to be an exciting year. That's about it for today. Don't forget to catch the Sound of Speed post-race coverage this Wednesday at 5 and 7, only on beachboosterradio.com. I hope you enjoy the 58th annual Daytona 500. Have a great afternoon, race fans. Let's go racing.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.